Cuba and much more. Today is Thursday, October 5, 2023. Cuba claimed on Wednesday the right of all countries to a future without coercive measures by drawing attention to the impact of these measures on more than a third of the world's population, mainly in the global south. When speaking before the forum, the minister advisor of the Cuban mission to the UN, Mercedes de Armas, recalled the recent claims of leaders and high representatives rejecting these provisions during the high-level segment of the General Assembly. Looking ahead to the 2024 Future Summit and its pact, de Armas insisted on taking everyone's concerns into account and committing to developing open, fair, and inclusive negotiations. She stressed that the Caribbean nation looks with hope and optimism at the negotiation process of a future pact for all that must be done transparently and that truly leaves no one behind, particularly developing countries. The Cuban representative pointed out the U.S. criminal and illegal blockade on the Caribbean island for more than 60 years. In this sense, she insisted that an inclusive and real future pact must reflect the rejection of such cruel measures and include a conscious and responsible call for an end to these policies. Some 37 projects for food production, aqueducts and sanitation, health, energy and patrimony are being carried out in the central Cuban province of Santi Spiritus with international support, according to foreign trade specialists. Ignacio Perez from Foreign Investment Collaboration and International Relations in the territory told the press that these plans are financed by governments of the European Union and the United Nations Development Programme. In addition, the United Nations Food and Industrial Development Organization, the oil exporting countries, institutions from Switzerland, Japan, and Spain, among others, are also participating. It was specified that the strategy is to boost production, improve the quality of life, training of human resources, good practices, and transfer of knowledge. Perez said that among the most outstanding projects is the Cuba-Vietnam project initiated in 2002 to promote rice production in the Empresa Agroindustrial de Grano Sur del Jíbaro. Other benefits are present in the reconstruction of dams, cleansing of canals, repair of factory works, improvement of roads, and training of national specialists in Vietnam. Nearly 170 travel agents attended in Santiago de Chile the start of the unique Cuba Caravan, which will tour important cities in Chile, starting to promote the benefits of the destination. Janet Ayala, director of the Cuban Tourism Office for the Southern Cone, highlighted the broad call for the campaign, which demonstrates the demand for the attractions of Cuba. She explained that Chile is the second source of travelers to the island in this area, and the flow will increase with the new air connections that soon will be inaugurated. On October 29th, Ayala said, the airline LATAM will begin flying to Havana from Lima, with four weekly frequencies to which Boliviana de Aviación will join from Santa Cruz de la Sierra to Havana. Meanwhile, Copa expanded its trips to Santa Clara, and Cubana de Aviación operates a direct flight between Buenos Aires and Cayo Coco, which allows it to offer the product of the entire Northern Keys. Travel agencies and airlines were called to participate in the next International Tourism Fair that will take place from May 2 to 5, 2024, in Jardines del Rey and will be dedicated to Latin America and the Caribbean. The Cultural Week of Spain in Cuba, which until October 12 offers a wide and varied program, is inviting this Thursday to a conversation with Spanish artists who are visiting Havana. The Arte Hotel space will host a dialogue with Enrique Gatto, director of the Lightbox Academy, digital art school, and animation film director, a talk that will be moderated by art critic Antonio González Rojas. Meanwhile, at the Film Festival House, short films will be screened and a conference on short film distribution will be offered, led by Laura Perez, director and head of programming at the Valencia International Festival Cineva Jove. Another of the activities is the Literary Morning in a Feminine Key meeting with the Spanish playwright Nieves Rodriguez, who will give a conference on the essayist and philosopher Maria Zambrano at the José Martí National Library. Enrique Gatto has 8 Goya Awards to his credit, with a great career in the 3D animation sector. He has placed Spanish animation in large markets such as the United States and Latin America, with more than 120 national and international awards. For her part, Laura Perez is a screenwriter, director, film critic, journalist, and audiovisual producer, currently immersed in the making of a feature-length documentary about the Spanish poster artist exiled in Cuba, Eduardo Muñoz Vaz. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.